From NPR West, this is All Things Considered. I'm Arun Roth.
Your system has already absorbed it.
Give it to me straight, Doctor.
A day, 2 days, a week.
In the 1950 film DOA, accountant Frank Bigelow, played by Edmund O'Brien, drinks a glass of bourbon spiked with luminous, radioactive poison.
This is a case for homicide.
Homicide?
I don't think you fully understand, Bigelow. You've been murdered.
The ticking clock is a common device in suspense movies, and a poison that kills slowly but inevitably is a perfect film noir gimmick. But that very scenario played out in real life, beginning on a chilly November afternoon in 2006 at the Pine Bar in London.
The Pine Bar, I mean, it's in a very exclusive hotel, the Millennium Hotel in London Square.
Will Storr wrote about this mystery.
It's very hushed, full of shadows and kind of whispers and dark wood paneling, leather seats, chandeliers, and, you know, it's very discreet.
Three Russians ordered drinks that day. Andrei Lugovoy and Dmitry Kovtun had gin, and a 43-year-old Russian dissident named Alexander Litvinenko drank green tea. As far as Litvinenko was concerned, it was a business meeting with two old comrades.
It was normal, just a normal night. But within hours, he was kind of vomiting with such violence that was completely freaking out.
Immediately, Litvinenko knew that he had been poisoned. His wife called for an ambulance.
And he goes to the local hospital in Barnet and tells the doctors there, I've been poisoned by Russian spies. And, of course, they suggest that he calls for a psychiatrist because he had sushi for lunch. So they were like, it's food poisoning. You've just been poisoned by some bad sushi.
But days passed, and Litvinenko's condition worsened. He was put on a feeding tube and started losing hair. Antibiotics were administered. Tests for AIDS and hepatitis came back negative. Doctors were at a total loss. It took over 2 weeks to finally discover the culprit, a highly radioactive and deadly element that was coursing through Litvinenko's body, polonium-210.
Polonium only really came to public attention when we started using it to kill each other.
Deborah Blum is a prize-winning science writer and author of The Poisoner's Handbook. She says death comes quickly because of polonium-210's radioactive instability.
So for a while, it's hissing and spitting with radiation and energy, and then it burns itself out.
And as it stabilizes, it emits alpha particles.
Alpha radiation is not highly penetrating radiation. If I was standing in front of you with a container of polonium-210, I could hold this in my hand, and it would not go through my skin. So for it to be dangerous, you have to swallow it or inhale it.
All the assassin had to do was put the odorless polonium into Litvinenko's tea. Blum says the moment he took his first sip, Litvinenko was doomed.
If you can imagine that you swallow an element that's basically radiating, I mean, you could almost visualize this. It's a tiny dot with sparks shooting out in all directions like a sparkler.
Any living tissue it touches along the way dies. It begins to destroy the lining of the stomach minutes after ingestion.
Quite often with particularly these elements that are in that radium decay chain as polonium is their structure is a little bit like calcium. So the body loves to deposit them in the bone.
And once it settles in the bone marrow, the victim begins to die.
Your hair falls out. You can't eat. You can't breathe. It damages your lungs. You are hugely subject to infection.
Even if the doctors had discovered the poison right away, polonium-210 has no antidote. Litvinenko's fate was sealed. He died 3 agonizing weeks later. Here's another thing about polonium. If you know what to look for, you can track its path before it decays. So forensic investigators track the polonium, following radioactive trails all over London.
Restaurant seats, airline seats, tea bars, sushi bars.
Trails left by Litvinenko and his killer.
You turn off all the lights in London, right? Because polonium-210 has this faint blue glow. Pale blue glowing trails lighting up the path of murder. I just love that image.
Andrei Lugovoy, one of the Russian men at the Pine Bar that afternoon, became the prime suspect. All evidence pointed to him as the assassin, but Will Storr says he was never convicted. He refused to face the Litvinenko inquest in London and has since become a wealthy Russian politician.
This has been written about as the first ever successful, you know, nuclear attack on the West by Russia. I mean, it's a major, major situation.
Now, with the latest report from a Swiss investigation pointing to polonium-210 as the cause of Yasser Arafat's death, the radioactive element is back in the news. But with a short half-life and Arafat's death now 9 years ago, Deborah Blum says it will be hard to confirm if this was indeed a political assassination.
With this much more difficult case with Arafat, there's nothing in these tiny traces to allow us to say, yes, we know who killed him.
She questions if there will ever be an answer in Arafat's case.